Mr. Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 836 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I've got a great episode lined up for you. In today's show, I'm going to talk about tester seeds. I'm also going to give away free seeds. Hang out, we'll talk more about the free seeds later on in the show. I do want to start by inviting you to the Dude Grows Growers Cup. That's right, June 1st in La Porte, Colorado, the Dude Grows crew is throwing the Dude Grows Growers Cup. The Dude Grows crew will be there. Scotty Real will be there. The Dude will be there. I will be there. The Irie Army will be there. We all cordially invite you to join us at the Dude Grows Growers Cup. Make sure you check dgccup.com for all of the information on the Dude Grows Cup. All right, the next thing I want to talk about is the 420 sale at iredirect.com. That's right, 420 is quickly approaching. I have already started the 420 sale at iredirect.com. Make sure you check iredirect for the new drop of April O'Neil and Baxter Stockman. There are a few packs left at the time of this recording, so make sure you hit the website for those. Also, every order over $100 does come with a free two-pack of Cherry Goat Feminized Seeds. That is the Cherry Jelly cross to the Golden Goat, a great cross. I'm giving two of those with every order over $100. So make sure you do check iredirect.com for current inventory and sale pricing. One more thing I want to talk about when it comes to iredirect, you guys. When you are putting your shipping address in there, it gives you the opportunity to put in your name and your address. There's also a spot for a company name. Please, you guys, stop putting silly things in that company name slot. I understand that you're proud of your company name, you're proud of your Instagram handle, but putting that Rasta Jeff's Ganja Farm in there, that does raise suspicions. Without that on the package, nobody cared what was in there. Now that you put Wild Bill's Weed Sanctuary, everybody wants to know what's in that package. So let's just not put those details in there. I get it, you're proud of your company name, but it's highly unnecessary. So please stop doing that. I'm sure most of you watching, listening are not doing that. I need to speak to a different audience, but you guys, please think about it when you're putting that on your package. People are going to read that. The mailman's going to read it. The mailwoman is going to read it. The person at the post office receiving that is going to read it. They look at every package I hand them and they scan them one at a time. They look at the name, the address, and they scan it and make sure it matches on a computer. So when you put Rasta Jeff's Pot Farm or Ganja Larry's fucking Ganja Weed Farm, they see that and they give me silly looks. I know I could easily delete it, but sometimes we're in a hurry. We don't notice all that as we're printing labels. You guys, my point is protect yourself, protect me. Please stop putting that silly stuff on the label. It's not necessary, and it does raise suspicions. Also, if that's not a real company, if that's not like a bona fide company that the mailman is aware of, or the postal carrier is what I should say now, you may not get that package. It may get returned to me because it was sent to a fake company that does not exist. So help us help each other out. Help me help you out when it comes to that address line. If it is not necessary, please don't put a company name in there. Sorry that ramble got as long as it did. It should not have been that long. All right, now let's jump into this is going to be a combination part of today's podcast. A lot of times I cover something that we call the pet peeve section of the show. You all know what a pet peeve is by now, something that just drives you crazy, something that just bothers you, your pet peeve. It may be just something that only bugs you. It is your pet peeve. Sometimes in a grow room I may see something, sometimes at a commercial grow, sometimes on social media, sometimes in a smoke circle. Sometimes I'll get a question or hear a story that is a pet peeve. It has a topic that drives me crazy. I like to talk about pet peeves in the podcast and cover my peeves. Also, I like to answer emails that are questions about cultivating cannabis and cannabis community related. Our pet peeve is going to roll right into the email portion of the podcast, and you will quickly see why. So this pet peeve did come to me on my website at iregenetics.com. On that website, there is a tab that says Grow Help or Grow Questions. If you click on that tab, you are given the opportunity to send me a grow question. Here is how you can win free seeds. If you go to my website, iregenetics.com, click on that Grow Help tab. Send me a good grow question, a well-thought-out question that will help you and other folks. Send that question to me. If I read your question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. Now, this first message did come from that Grow Help tab on iredirect.com. This person is going to remain anonymous for this message, but here is their pet peeve and also our topic for today's podcast. It goes a little bit like this. It says, my pet peeve is someone charging money for a pack of tester seeds, then on top of that, telling people what they can and cannot do with the plants. I understand where this is going, and I've got a good response. It also says, if you didn't want cuts given out before you released the strain, then why would you charge people for the seeds? What happened to testers being free to see if they're worth growing or not? Why pay money to help people do your job, then be told what we can and can't do with my own property? This is a good question. I could tell you're fired up, but calm down, bro, because I've got basic answers. There's no need to be this aggro about this. Pet peeve, charging money for a pack of tester seeds. Okay, there's a lot of stuff here. I've actually got some notes, so we're going to combine my notes with your question. Charging people for a pack of tester seeds. Why do I charge for tester seeds? That's a very good question. Now let me back up and talk a little bit about tester seeds. Some people might not have any idea what I'm talking about when it comes to tester seeds. Let me start with, not only am I a podcaster, I'm also a seed breeder. I am the seed breeder and sole proprietor of Irie Genetics Premium Seeds. That is me. I breed all the seeds. I do all the selection. I've got a little bit of help with some packaging and some artwork and a few things like that, but it is 99% me running the company. So I am Irie Genetics Premium Seeds. I make Orange Gasm, Lemon Jeffrey. I made The Machine. I make a lot of great strains out there. When you put me on the spot, I can't even think about them, but there are so many strains that I've made. I'm known for the Arise, was real popular. So I make these strains, right? And I put them out and you guys love to grow them. So when I'm making new strains, sometimes I get this idea of what if I put plant A and plant B together and breed them, we'll make some cool new shit, right? Hopefully my intuition and my breeding intelligence and knowledge works and I can kind of predict the outcome of this breeding project. I put the two plants together, I make seeds. Now I've got a bunch of seeds. It would be really easy to put them online and sell them, but that's kind of a dick move in my opinion because I don't know what those seeds are going to do. They could be anything. They could be, hopefully my breeding intuition was accurate and I have made amazing seeds that will produce amazing progeny, but also there's always a chance that maybe there's a problem. Maybe they just suck. Maybe they don't germinate properly. Maybe they don't grow well. Maybe they don't put off good aroma. Maybe there's no buzz. Maybe we get the dreaded intersex plants out of the batch. These are all possibilities. You could get mutants. I could have just made the most amazing new shit, or I could have just made garbage or somewhere in the middle. We never know. The way to figure this out is by testing. Now, first, I test them. I'll run as many as I possibly can. I'm not going to say too many numbers because I've got different locations, and at some places I'm allowed more, some places I'm not. If it's in my house, I do fucking six of them because it's Colorado. If I'm renting space somewhere in a commercial facility or things that I can't talk about contractually, then I'll do more seeds and I'll have people help me there. But I test them first. Then I've got a small group of friends that you've heard me talk about. Some of them want to be known. Some want to remain anonymous. I give those people seeds. I like testers that live near me. They get the seeds first. So I grow them. Once I'm into flower and I see if I've got any problems right away or if I see that I'm happy with what I'm getting, I'll pass a few seeds to a few of my friends that are close to the group. Then once I see that they're having success with that, by now I'm harvested. I know what the seeds are going to do. Now they're about halfway through a harvest. That's when I decide that it is time to share those tester seeds with the public. If I can grow those seeds and have a good outcome, a big deal. I should be able to grow every plant by now and have a good outcome, especially plants that I bred and created. I've got my rooms dialed in. I've got my feeding methods dialed in. My SOPs are under control. I should have success with 95%, 99% of the plants that I attempt to grow. Now, if I get it right, that's not a big deal. I'm going to find a lot of great shit. I'm going to see the phenotype. I'm going to see what the plant does in my environment under my care. I'm going to see the phenotypical expression that happens in my environment or different environments. And that's very limited to me. I can't run 20 different rooms to go see what these plants are going to do in 20 different rooms. It's just not feasible for me logistically. So I've got my friends running them. Now I see what happens in their different rooms. One of my friends, he does straight up LEDs. One guy does HPS. The other guy does ceramic metal halide. One guy does hydro. The other guy does soilless. And I'm just being hypothetical here. So I can go see those different variables and I can talk to them. I can look at their plants. I can smell their plants and see what's going on. That is, so I'm tier one testing. They're tier two. Then once I'm satisfied, I want to see what happens in your grow room. Me and my crew, I'm not being braggadocious. We're fucking professional growers. We should be able to grow the shit out of these plants. The testers can be anybody. They may be amateur growers. They may be people dreaming about growing. This could be their very first pack of seeds. They could also be professional commercial cultivators like myself and my crew. It could be anybody. They could be growing indoors in a greenhouse. They could be growing in a closet. They could be in a tent. They could be in a big 25 by 25 room. Who knows what they're doing? Are they running LEDs, Gavitas, metal halides, HPSs, ceramic metal halides? Are they using plasma lights? Are they running under canopy lighting? There are so many variables. Are they doing, like I said a minute ago, soilless mix, hydro, aeroponics? Are they in cocoa? Are they in? Are they just straight hanging the plants in the air and misting them some magical way aeroponically? There are so many different variables that I cannot create. So by putting the testers out in your guys' hands, I can see what is happening with my new creations. So that is why I send them out. That is what testers are. The whole idea is, what are testers? Testers are new shit that have not been verified or proven to be added to the official lineup of iRegenetics Premium Seeds. That's what testers are. Now, there are three questions to cover. Why do I sell them? Because what I noticed when I used to give them away, I would give them away and nothing would happen. Nobody would grow them. Nobody would give me reports. Nobody would ever say these plants were fire or these plants were trash. I would not get any return on the seeds that I gave away. I found that selling seeds, the tester seeds, for a low price, people have more pride in something that they paid for. They actually want to grow it. It gives them some initiative and some motivation to put that plant in the dirt and grow it instead of just taking a freebie seed and acting like they got a cool gift. Because as much as I did love and do love giving shit away, testers, I need them ran. I need them tested. They are testers, not keepers, not souvenirs, not drawer decorations, not trinkets. Those are tester seeds, so please grow those. So I want to scan your question here, get myself back on track. I'll scan my notes. We're going to keep going. Charging money for a pack of tester seeds, then telling people what they can and cannot do. I understand where this came from. Another listener said they wanted to give clones of my new testers away. You can do whatever you want with them. I'm not there. I'm not watching. But this goes for any clone. If I sent you a clone of anything, if I told you it was Northern Lights, if I told you it's Golden Goat, if I sent it to you, it is your responsibility as a farmer, as a cultivator, as a cannabis community member, as somebody that wants to forward the culture, it is your responsibility to grow that cut and verify that it is worth passing to the next person. I don't think it would be good etiquette to just get that plant, cut clones of it, and pass it right along. There's got to be a verification step. And I don't just say that with my tester seeds. I say that with everything. That is like a general rule. That is a courtesy. That is just being classy. Why would you want, so let's just hypothetically say, hey man, I just sprouted this seed. It's in veg. I'm going to send you clones of it. And then I'd lose contact with you, right? I'm not going to talk to you anymore just because that's just how business goes. My plant is going to grow. What if I find, unfortunately, that this plant I just sent you clones of is intersex? Now you've got clones of it. You've probably cut clones of that and sent it to your friend who was probably, do you see what I'm saying? Now, instead of improving cannabis, I just accidentally spread an intersex plant to you. You possibly, I don't know your level of growing. I'm just estimating you possibly could be a brand new grower that doesn't know how to look for intersex. You're going to fuck up your garden. But before you did that, you took a bunch of cuts and sent them to five other people. Now there's five other people who are spreading them and it goes exponentially. Intersex plants all over the planet that were my fault on accident. So that's why I say grow them out before you pass any clones out. Find out what you've got. You're putting your word on that clone. Yes, I bred it. I created that line, but you're the one that selected that clone. That's your responsibility. Your name is on that. Your selection reputation is on the line there. Does it have flavor? Does it have aroma? Does it have potency? Does it grow well? Is it intersex? Does it get powdery mildew? Is it prone to spider mites? That's your responsibility to learn that at least one time before you share it and spread it out. So that's why I said that it would be common courtesy to not spread that clone. I understand what you're getting at. You paid for something. I always talk like this. I did not invent cannabis. I can't stop you from doing anything with the seeds that I've sold you. I've also said this before. That would be like me selling you a motorcycle and telling you you can't go fast. They're your seeds. Go fast, bro. But common courtesy would be to not share clones that have not been tested, verified, tried and true, and ran at least to fruition. And why do you want to pass out some shit that you haven't even tried yet anyway? Don't you want to know that it's good or know that it's terrible before you share it? Like, that's what I would want to do. All right, there's more to your message. Let me keep going. If you don't want get cuts given out, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, why'd you charge people? You can do whatever you want, bro. It's just common courtesy. What happened to testers being free? People don't care about free shit. I saw this when I just talked about, I notice when I charge more for the seat for the testers, people buy them. And then they post their tester reports. When I was in a band, if we did a free concert, nobody would come. If we charged $3, the backyard would be full. People have more value in something they had to pay for. It just, that just makes sense. You gave them, they gave money. They want something in return. It's an exchange. They feel attached to it. If it's free, they're not attached to it in any way. So those seeds go in the drawer. They forget all about it. There is more. Why pay money to help you do your job? Because, bro, I don't have every single type of grow space, equipment, opportunity. And this isn't meant to be egotistical. I love getting the tester seeds out to new growers because they're going to fuck them up. They're going to cause problems. They're going to overfeed. They're going to underfeed. They're going to overwater, underwater. There's going to be a problem. And I want to see what happens when they face those problems. I want to see that. Also, some of those testers are bad motherfuckers with photography, and I want their photos. Those photos are great. Seeing what's happening with my plants all over the world, getting those grow reports, that is great info. So I'm going to slide your message over, and I'm going to stick to my notes here because I do have some more notes to ramble on about this. Expectations. What do I expect? When I send you tester seeds, when you buy tester seeds, I really expect and hope that you grow them in a timely manner. I understand you've got more crops going. Maybe you're waiting for one crop to finish, a room to be empty, a tent to be free. I get it, but please grow them so that we can get those test reports going. Then I can find out if they're really good or not amazing or where they fall on that spectrum. Then we know if we put them out for sale to the general public or not. So expectation, grow them. Grow them to the best of your ability. One thing I do recommend, and these are your seeds, you can do what you want, but keep in mind they're testers. You're testing them. We have not verified that these are amazing plants. If you want something to put in a big pot and grow huge, buy something from the proven line. But testers, they could be problematic. There could be an issue. So I recommend growing them, veg them for a very short period of time. Veg them until you can get a clone or two off the bottom, then flower them is my recommendation. Like I said, do whatever you want, but they're testers. We don't know if they're amazing plants. So why would you veg them out super big and waste a bunch of time, space, energy, resources, lights, soil, water, nutrients? I might've said that, but why would you waste all that on a tester if you don't even know that it's going to be hot fire? Most likely they will be if they're coming from me because I've done my pre-due diligence, but they're testers. So I would say run them small. 3-gallon pot is big enough. Veg them till they're about knee high, flip them. What also I would like to see is if you could, and I understand this is not always possible, but what I do with the tester, if I've got 6 feminized plants, they all get treated the exact same way. I don't do anything different to anyone because then my test is invalid. I want to see if I run 6 of these plants, and this is also kind of how I do a pheno hunt. If I'm running 6 plants, I feed them all 6 the same thing, give them all 6 the same treatment. How do they react? What do I see out of those 6? That's how I want to do the testing scientifically. I don't want to do some weird shit. Do what you do all the time to these plants. Do your SOP so that we could see how they respond to your SOP. That's my main expectation. Etiquette is my next thing I wrote down. They're your seeds. You can do what you want, but I wouldn't give out clones until you flowered them. That is part of the etiquette. Then please do keep in touch with me. That's part of the expectation. I would like... in the veg phase, I get it. There's not a lot to show me. But if you notice something that stands out, email me as soon as possible. Contact me. If you can take pictures, say this is what is happening, let me know. That shit excites me and interests me. I like feedback. So the things I want to know are how many seeds did you try to germinate? How many germinated? This is all on my website also, by the way, you guys, under the tester tab. We'll get to that. But keep in touch with me. Let me know what's going on with the plants. How many you germinated? How many sprouted? Of those, how many made it to the flower room? What did you see? Were there any mutations, any weirdos, any problems, or anything amazing that you stood out? Then when it comes to flower, I would hope for weekly photos, maybe at the start of week 1, the start of week 2, and then right before you harvest, take some pictures and let me know what they look like. Then at the end, I would appreciate a smoke report. Let me know what it did for you. Let me know how much you harvested, out of how much space, things like that. That's what I would hope. That's what I would hope for. I understand all those things aren't always possible. Now, a lot of people are going to say, how do I send you these photos? How do I send you my reports? How do I give you this information? I'll give you a couple of ways. I have an email address. It is very easy to access. My email address is irigenetics@hotmail.com. Very simple. You can send me all your pictures, your grow reports there. When you do that, put the word grow report or tester report in the subject line. It makes it easier to find that for me. When I'm scrolling through or searching, pops up much more quickly. Another way to send me those photos is through the website, iregenetics.com. You can send pictures through that Grow Help tab. Go ahead and send me photos there. Also, I would appreciate it and love it if you join us on the Discord server. There's a link in the show notes in the video description to get to the Discord server. Scroll around in the Discord server. On the left, you will see a tab that says iRegenetics Testers. I love it when you post the pictures in the tester tab. There are a lot of great testers there now. You can go and look and see the progress other people are making. You can talk about it. You can share your progress, get feedback from other people. I go in occasionally and look at every single tester picture. I capture all of them, put them in a folder so that I've got all the plants documented so that when I want to post stuff online or talk about things, I've got photos for references. So the Discord is one of my favorite ways to see the photos. It's like a very communal way to come hang out and join the community, join the IRE army. And while you're there, jump in the growers lounge, the smokers lounge, and hang out on the chat with us. I'm there often. I'll answer your grow questions there on the Discord server. So we've got three ways so far. You can email me, you can send them on my website, or you can join the Discord server. Another thing I ask for you guys is when the grow is completed, once you've harvested, you've smoked it, on iregenetics.com, there is a tab that actually says testers. When you click on that tab, a big old list of questions comes up. It's real easy. Answer those questions. Also type in any details and info that you may think would be valuable to me as the breeder and the person selling the seeds. Let me know if you saw amazing colors, if it smelled like something brand new, if you got higher than you ever been, let me know. Also, if it totally sucked, don't be shy. Please let me know. I need to know that sort of stuff. Send me that grow report. That is on the website at iregenetics.com. There's a full tester report. Now, when I send out these tester seeds, it does come with a little card with most of that info on there. So if this was overwhelming, don't worry. All this info does come on a little card so that you can refer to that. It's got my email address. There's a link to the Discord. There's a QR code that should take you right to the Discord on there. So check that little card that comes with those seeds. I'm going to review my notes. Why do I sell them? Because you guys respect them more. What do I expect? Grow them right away. Send me pictures. Let me know what you think, and then fill out a grow report at iregenetics.com at the end. I want you to run them all the same if you possibly can. I would love a lot of photos, as many photos as you can send me. I always say you cannot send me too many pictures. Maybe that's a bad idea to say that, but load me up, bro. I love tester photos, especially you great photographers. That was something I was going to come down to at the bottom here. My favorite growers and photographers do get free tester seeds. When I'm looking for somebody to grow some shit, I got some brand new shit. There are a few people that I call up. Shout out to Marco Esquandolas. I'm not sure who else wants their name said. Nehe is also one of my favorites. There's a few of you guys out there that do a great job with the testers. I feel like I'm leaving people out just by saying a couple of people. You testers know who you are. You're fucking awesome. Thank you. So the favorites will get free seeds. So send me those grow test pictures, and if I love your photos, I may send you free seeds to grow test again, just because they look really good on the website. It helps us both out. All right, where am I? I think that's all I've got for you. You could share clones if you'd like to, but I'd rather you didn't share them until you're finished. That is basic etiquette with all the clones. I think that's all I've got for you, ladies and gentlemen. That is my new tester update episode. If you have any questions, corrections, comments, or concerns, you know that I would love to hear from you. My email address once again is growfromyourheart@hotmail.com. Don't be shy. I love constructive criticism, positive feedback, and also I can take some hate mail if that's what you feel the need to do. My friend that sent me this email, I have got your email address. Since I did read your question here on the show, that means you win a free pack of seeds. I come in peace, bro. If you want that pack of seeds, I will email you a coupon code. Please do enjoy that free pack of seeds. You earned them. Make sure you check out the website, iregenetics.com. There's a link to the Discord server. There's a link to Patreon. There's a link to the merchandise, a link to the seeds. Everything you need is at iregenetics.com. Also, ladies and gentlemen, next week is 420, but I will be out of town having some fun. I'm going to go on a little bit of a vacation. If there is not an episode on 420, have no fear. Go smoke. Go be with your friends. Enjoy the holiday. Celebrate 420 in any way that you know how. I will be out of town. I will be gone enjoying myself. So, ladies and gentlemen, if there is not an episode on Saturday, please have no fear. I am having a good time. Also, That may lead to no episode the next week also. There may be a two-week gap here. Have no fear. I'm just having fun, enjoying the 420, enjoying myself, enjoying my time. You go do the same, then I'll be right back. Don't miss the 420 sale at iredirect.com. Anything else is, of course, at iregenetics.com. That is all I've got for you for this tester episode. Thank you for hanging out. I do look forward to that feedback. I want to give a big shout-out to my buddy Canadian Weed Nerd. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.